an excerpt from The Creative Act, A Way of Being, by Rick Rubin, published in 2023. Without the spiritual component, the artist works with a crucial disadvantage. The spiritual world provides a sense of wonder and a degree of open-mindedness not always found within the confines of science. The world of reason can be narrow and filled with dead ends, while a spiritual viewpoint is limitless and invites fantastic possibilities. The unseen world is boundless. The word spirituality may not speak to those who dwell chiefly in the intellect or those who equate the word with organized religion. If you prefer to think of spirituality as simply believing in connection, that's fine. If you choose to think of it as believing in magic, that's fine too. The things we believe carry a charge, regardless of whether they can be proven or not. The practice of spirituality is a way of looking at a world where you're not alone. There are deeper meanings behind the surface. The energy around you can be harnessed to elevate your work. You are part of something much larger than can be explained. A world of immense possibilities. My mind was slightly blown when I read this yesterday. And yes, I did finally start reading The Creative Act, A Way of Being by Rick Rubin. I'm doing it because that's who I am as a human being. I do the things that scare me because that's how I grow and become more myself. Anyway, when I read this passage, I was blown away by the synchronicities of the universe, particularly after reading Diane de Prima's Revolutionary Letter number 46 to you yesterday morning. And as you learn the magic, learn to believe it. Don't be surprised when it works. You undercut your power. And I feel like when Rubin talks about the practice of spirituality being a way of looking at the world where you're not alone, it's really not my power or your power, but it's our power. If we can learn to believe in connection, to believe in the limitless, the boundless, the fantastic possibilities, if we can keep an open mind and an awareness towards that, if we can learn to believe that, we shouldn't be surprised when it works. If we don't believe that, we undercut our power, because our power is shared with each other. I don't know, maybe I'm talking out of my ass this morning, but I really loved this part. I'm currently 33 pages in, shout out 33, one of the best numbers of all time. And I'm really looking forward to continuing reading this book. It's set up really nicely. There's 78 little chapters over about like 400 pages. It's a decent font size. None of this matters to you, but maybe it does. It matters to me. It makes it a bit more approachable and less fearful. And so far, it's reminding me a little bit, maybe a lot of it, of Elizabeth Gilbert's Big Magic, which is something that I should probably pluck off my bookshelf and maybe reread again. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for listening. Put on your sunscreen today, please. Put on every day. Drink your water today and every day. Be kind to yourselves. Things are hard. You're doing your best. And be kind to each other. Things are hard and they're doing their best. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes for another Thursday. I love you all so much, and I will talk to you tomorrow for Cheeky Haiku Friday, which may or may not be cheeky and may or may not be a haiku. I don't know yet. Living life on the edge. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.